Hi, welcome to a brand new edition of I Ain't Afraid of No Ghost. We are on location, as promised, at the Sanford Naval Academy, or so it was called in years past. It's no longer called that, but this is a building with a history in Seminole County, Central Florida. And there also are reports of this being one of the more haunted areas in Sanford, actually.
And part of town scares me.
Huh?
This part of town scares me.
It is kind of scary out here at night, and we are here at night. Now, you can't see that on the podcast, but it really is dark outside.
Just believe us.
And trust us. We're here. I'm joined in the podcast studio by Leanne Stayer.
Hello.
Richard Israel.
I'm here and waiting for the new.
Michael Simmons.
The quiet one.
And Debbie Piper has joined in. She didn't want to miss out on an evening of ghost busting. Hey, Debbie.
Aloha.
Good to see you. And we also have with us this evening... a gentleman who works in this building, who has firsthand experience and is willing to share the stories of some of the things that happened to him here. And so if you would, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what's going on in this place and what is so frightening about it.
I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for that. You said gentleman. I was looking for somebody else.
Oh, somebody else to come in? No, we're it. We're the ones here. The building is isolated except for us.
Okay. So I want to say what happened. I said leading get air.
That would probably be helpful. Yeah.
Well, I was working here late at night one night, because when it's late at night, it has to be at night one night.
it would be late that way, yeah.
And I was... sorry.
You're scared?
Cracking myself up.
Yeah.
I was... No, I actually wasn't scared. I'd been here quite a bit, and everything was seemingly going normally.
Not normally, and it's not normal.
And I heard a noise behind me, and I thought I would get up and investigate. I thought it was coming from our break room. Well, now, I hear a lot of noises in this building, and usually I don't bother to get up to investigate, and usually I don't have any clue where they're coming from, but I was pretty sure this came from our break room area. So I went over there and started looking around and really didn't see anything out of the normal. So I came back to my office, turned to come back to my office, and I heard a noise behind me like heavy breathing. And I whipped around.
Did it sound like that?
No, it sounded much more realistic.
Okay.
Around, and there was nothing there. So I figured it was a good time to go home. Maybe I wasn't getting enough sleep recently or something. I just get out of there and go on home. And I completely forgot about it. Couple months later, I was again in my office working alone late at night.
And I see a pattern here.
Yes, very good. I figured you'd catch on soon. And I again heard a noise, only this time it sounded like the door at the top of the stairs was opening. And as we've mentioned before, the building, we've talked earlier about this, the building's been remodeled a lot, but that's the original staircase that was in this building. So I heard a noise like this stairway door closing, and I heard heavy breathing over there. And now it's still not there.
And I
thought somebody was in trouble, thought they had a hard time getting up the stairs. So I rushed to the top of the stairs, and there was nobody there.
Went out on the lawn.
There arose such a clatter.
Yeah.
Okay, so I again went home, figured it was a good time to go home. But again, I didn't think a whole lot about it, and a couple of months passed, and I heard here again late at night.
Okay, I'm getting tired of this late at night stuff, okay? You're here three times. What do you do all day?
Answer silly questions like that.
Deals with interruptions, right. Yeah.
Never mind.
And I heard a noise like glass breaking, and I was sure it came from the break room area. So I rushed over there to see what had broken, and I didn't see anything broken. So I figured I'd check the rest of the office and see, because I didn't want somebody coming in the morning stepping on broken glass with bare feet, although they shouldn't be coming to the office.
You're so thoughtful.
What kind of group are you running here?
And as I went to the other part of the office, I didn't see any broken glass, but I heard heavy breathing coming from the break room. So I again thought it was a good time to come home. And I left, and I really don't work over here at night anymore.
That's it. That did you in.
That's enough.
All right. Well, that is the background of the story. And what we're going to do over the next couple podcasts is continue to record on location. We're actually going to go to the places that you just heard about, and we'll describe them to you and take a listen, and we'll take a look while you listen. I guess that's better for the podcast to work that way. And we're going to come back though one more time, and we're actually going to ask a few questions that will kind of hopefully help us understand the story better and get a frame of reference before we go looking around. So for everybody here in the On Location podcast studio, we will meet you next time between your ears. Bye.